The U.S. has agreed to extradite Afia Sadiri to Pakistan under a prisoner exchange deal. Washington has offered Islamabad an agreement in which both sides will release each other's inmates. The terms of the deal demand that Pakistan accept the ruling of a U.S. court in which Sadiri was convicted on terror-related charges. She also has to complete the remaining of her imprisonment in Pakistan. The swap deal is likely to be signed soon. Pakistan's Interior Ministry has formed a task force to follow up on the U.S. offer. Sadiri was sentenced to 86 years in prison after she was convicted of grabbing a U.S. soldier's assault rifle and trying to shoot a group of FBI agents and soldiers at an Afghan police compound in July 2008. She denied the charge against her during the trial. Well, for more insight on that story, we're joined by Ara Murtaza Puya, who is the Secretary General of the Awami Islami Mass, joining us now on the line from Islamabad. Sir, welcome to the program. If you can, sir, share with us more details about what the terms of this arrangement are and who the U.S. will be getting in return.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I think the offer is an absolute stop to the crimes that have been committed by the U.S. and her allies against the Muslim community and the total miscarriage of justice that has been going on for the last 25, 30 years against Muslims all over the world, where we are still suffering drone attacks for them to make us, and so many people have been killed and assassinated of different sectarian views in Pakistan and all over the world. In Syria, we have seen what crimes have been committed by the Al Saud and the Qataris on behalf of the Americans and on behalf of the Zionists and on behalf of the Indians. This is just a total sop. The Americans have now decided to try to make a better image of themselves in the Muslim world. It's too little and too late. The amount of crimes they have committed and the arrogance with which they have pursued their perversities against this region, this whole region, is absolutely unpardonable, and they will have to pay for these crimes in a much bigger way than they are doing now or they contemplate to do.
So, sir, what is the positive side to this arrangement? Who is benefiting the most from it? Is it Pakistan? Is it Afia Sadiri? Or has the United States drummed this up in a way that they, in the end, will get the sweet end of the deal?
Nobody is going to get anything. The U.S. and its allies that have pursued an absolute perverse policy in this region against Muslims in particular and against humanity in general have got to pay a real price. And that price is going to really be worked out by the Muslims, is going to be worked out by the people in the region, how they supported the crimes of Zionism, how they supported the crimes of the Indians, how they have supported the crimes of other regional players in this thing against Muslims. It's absolutely unpardonable, and they will have to pay for it. This is just a total stop. There you're leaving an Afia while you continue with your drone attacks, you continue with your crimes in Iraq, you continue with your crimes in Syria, and you continue with your crimes in Pakistan against the Shias, against the Sunnis. I mean, the policy that has been pursued for the last 35 years, it is coming to an end, alhamdulillah, and we see that the Americans and their allies have taken a strategic decision to come to terms with the Islamic world and generally come to terms with the Islamic world, and that's what we are looking for. If they are making the smallest move, it will be responded by everybody in a very positive manner.
Thank you very much, Mr. Ara Murtaza Puya, joining us on the line from Islamabad.